Preparation is nearly complete for the legislative investigation into the events surrounding the firing of Public Safety Commissioner Walt Monaghan and whether there was any abuse of power leading up to his dismissal. Senate Judiciary Chairman Hollis French says he anticipates choosing and hiring a field investigator later this week. French says the investigation will be thorough, with the committee having the power to subpoena testimony if needed. He says lawmakers want an investigator who will be able to get to the truth on the subject.
As that investigator works through the interview process, you may find individuals who are just reluctant to speak on the record without the force of law, and that is a subpoena to compel that testimony, out of fear for their job or fear for offending a colleague or fear for saying something that denigrates the governor. They'll just be reluctant, and that's what the power of subpoena will help ease, if you will, is to get that person in front of a committee under oath, and then it's more like a courtroom than it is an investigation or an interview happening on the street.
French says the subpoena power cannot be delegated. Anyone unwilling to talk to the investigator will face the possibility of testifying in front of the full committee. Governor Palin says she welcomes the investigation. Responding to reporters yesterday, she said she does not foresee the need for subpoenas to get information from her or her staff.
Since speculation even erupted over this in the last 2 weeks, we have been ready, willing, and able to speak to any aspect of this issue.
Would you expect any of your executive staff are going to need to be subpoenaed to testify?
I doubt that there would be a need for subpoena, no, because again, with nothing to hide, I would anticipate that anyone around me would be ready, willing, and able to speak also, as I am.
The authority to hire an investigator comes with the request that a report be returned as quickly as possible.